With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Officials in Texas say search efforts for flood victims will be curtailed for the time being. The region getting slammed with very heavy rain right now, forcing emergency crews to suspend the search. 170 people are still missing. The death count stands at 129. President Trump notifying nations about new tariffs.
Over the course of the last week, the president sent letters to his foreign counterparts informing them about their new trade taxes. He began by announcing a 25% tax on imported goods from Japan and South Korea, two key allies. Later in the week, the president told Canada that its exports to the U.S. will be hit with 35% tariffs. The White House says the tariffs are set to take effect August 1st. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Economist Steve Moore predicting that Americans will soon be able to see the true impact of the president's ambitious recent legislation.
It's an enormous victory for growth, for prosperity. I don't like everything in it, but I'd say that this is one of the biggest conservative victories in the 30 or so years I've been in Washington.
And Moore says the president's big, beautiful bill will indeed make America prosperous once again.
I mean, I could go on for a half hour. This is a very powerful bill, and I think it's going to cause a big burst of prosperity.
That is the economist Steve Moore appearing on the Salem News Channel earlier in the week. Ukraine's security agency says it has killed Russian agents who are suspected of assassinating a senior office in Kyiv. The Security Service of Ukraine says the suspects were killed after resisting arrest. Agency had linked a man and a woman to the murder of Colonel Ivan Voronich, which was captured on surveillance footage in Kyiv. This is SRN News. Does your church still pass the plate?
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds that 75% of America's Protestant congregations still use the traditional method of taking tithes during Sunday services, and many also have a plate sitting by the door that people can use as they come in or go out. A majority of churches also give people the option of making a digital donation on the church website or someplace else. However, Lifeway says 60% of parishioners don't use the digital option. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite a falling birth rate in America, a new AP-NORC poll finds most people do not want the government to focus on the problem. Instead, respondents want Uncle Sam to focus on reducing child care costs and improving maternal health. Survey reveals just 12% believe that encouraging more births should be a high priority. 62% do not. This is SRN News. Well, President Trump sweeping domestic law, leaving states and localities free to continue regulating AI systems. State leaders were pleased, but American Global Strategy CEO Alexander Gray says that approach may hinder America's race for AI dominance.
If you have this patchwork of state regulations on AI, you're ultimately going to have an environment that's not conducive to the number one goal, which is winning the AI race against the Chinese Communist Party.
And Gray says the United States is getting some very tough competition from Asian superpower in the race to develop AI.
You know, we thought with ChatGPT, with OpenAI, with Meta, with some of our other innovative companies in this space, Google, we thought we had a lead that was, I don't want to say insurmountable, but we thought we were much farther ahead of China than we actually are.
More details at srnnews.com.